In this bulletin, a UK court rules mining company BHP is liable for Brazil's worst environmental disaster. Schools remain on alert after an asbestos warning issued in the ACT. And in rugby league, the future of Melbourne Storm star Eli Katoa uncertain after brain surgery. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. London's High Court has ruled Australian multinational mining company BHP can be held liable over the 2015 collapse of a dam in southeastern Brazil. Hundreds of thousands of Brazilians, dozens of local governments and around 2,000 businesses sued BHP over the collapse of the Fundão Dam in Mariana, southeastern Brazil, which was owned and operated by BHP and Vale Samarco joint venture. Brazil's worst environmental disaster unleashed a wave of toxic sludge that killed 19 people, left thousands homeless, flooded forests and polluted the length of the Doce River. Judge Finola O'Farrell said in her ruling that continuing to raise the height of the dam when it was not safe to do so was the direct and immediate cause of the dam's collapse, meaning BHP was liable under Brazilian law. BHP said it would appeal against the ruling and continue to fight the lawsuit. Schools and childcare providers remain on alert after an asbestos warning was issued on Friday for a range of children's sand products in the ACT. Some 23 schools and preschools have been shut or partially closed in the ACT, while one Brisbane school was closed for the day after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, warned a coloured sand item may have contained asbestos traces. There are hopes all schools can reopen on Monday. ACT Education Minister Yvette Barry says parents will be notified on the decision on Sunday afternoon or evening.
The safety of students, staff and families is our priority, which is why we're taking this action. The decision to close schools has been made to eliminate the risk as far as is reasonably practicable. The product is in use at some of our public schools for sensory play, arts and crafts. I understand this news will be upsetting for some families. However, WorkSafe have advised that the risk of exposure is low.
There have been several deaths and injuries in Sweden after a bus crashed into a bus stop queue in central Stockholm during rush hour. Police spokesperson Nadia Norton says cause of the crash is not yet known. The bus driver had been arrested and a manslaughter investigation has been opened. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says his thoughts are with the victims and their families. UN Rights Chief Volker Turk says the horrific bloodshed in the Sudanese city of Al-Fashir is a stain on the world. Since breaking out in April 2023, the war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has killed tens of thousands of people, displaced nearly 12 million more, and triggered one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The violence has escalated dramatically in recent weeks, with the RSF seizing control of the key town of Al-Fashir in Sudan's western Darfur region after an 18-month siege and reports of atrocities multiplying. Opening urgent special session of the UN Human Rights Council on the situation in Al-Fashir, Mr. Turk urged the international community to act on earlier warnings of crimes against humanity and genocide.
This is a pattern that we have documented time and again in this conflict. But our wake-up calls were not heeded. Bloodstains on the ground in Al-Fashir have been photographed from space. The stain on the record of the international community is less visible, but no less damaging.
And in rugby league, Melbourne star Elisa Katoa will be hospitalised when he returns to Australia from Auckland, with Storm saying it is too soon to know when or if the Tongan will play again after brain surgery. Katoa remains in an Auckland hospital after suffering three head knocks in the space of 90 minutes while playing for Tonga against New Zealand in the Pacific Cup almost a fortnight ago. The 25-year-old required oxygen after he suffered seizure activity on the sidelines and was rushed to hospital, where he underwent surgery due to bleeding of the brain. Storm boss Justin Rotsky says Katoa has been steadily improving but still has a long way to go and could spend time in a rehabilitation centre. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.